How you doing, guys?
Raise your hand for
questions. Tom, I'll start down here. The two fourth and ones, obviously frustrating to not convert those. What did you see on that, and was a sneak at all a thought in your mind on either of those?
I think it's just better execution. I mean, we just, you know, situational football is always important to us, and short yardage and a lot of things that we need to do a better job of. So it was pretty just a very poor effort, and we're going to have to do a lot better.
Tom, it looked like it'd be a fast start like you guys had hoped for in the first quarter. The Gronk touchdown is called back, and the fourth and one doesn't go your way. What sort of changed after that you guys weren't able to string drives together?
Yeah, that was a disappointing play. I mean, that would have been a big play in a game, and, didn't make it. And, didn't make a lot of plays tonight, actually. So we just have to be a lot better in a lot of areas and starting with our attitude and our competitiveness, and we have to do a lot better tonight.
Tom, the offense has struggled in the last few years without Julian. What does the offense just have to do to play better without him on the field?
We definitely have to play better. It's a long year. So we've got 15 games. We're going to have to do a better job. I mean, he's not coming back, so the guys that are in there are going to have to do a good job. Every position that we have is going to have to do a better job than we did tonight. There was nothing really positive about anything that was done. So, we got to, get back to work. We got 9 days for our next game, and hopefully we play a lot better than tonight.
Tom, did the Chiefs do anything in particular to take away kind of the short middle area of the field? It felt like a lot of your attempts were more towards the outside part of the field.
Yeah, they did. They packed it in there pretty good. We made a couple of plays, and then we missed a lot of plays. So, if that's how teams are going to play us, then we got to make plays where they're not. And I always say, I'm going to throw it where they're not, and we just, didn't come up with enough of them.
Jeff, how are you, right?
Tom, you said something about it has to start with the attitude. What didn't you like from that aspect?
I just think we need to, have more urgency, and go out there and perform a lot better, and that, is a winning attitude and a championship attitude that you need to bring every day. And, we had it handed to us on our own field. And, it's a terrible feeling. And, there's only people that can do something about it are in that locker room. And we got to dig a lot deeper than we did tonight because we didn't dig very deep tonight.
Tom, curious your thoughts on two players you played a regular season game with for the first time, just Mike Gillisley with the three touchdown runs and then Cooks on the long passes in the second half, where it seemed like that created some good things for you.
Yeah, Mike ran really hard. We're going to need that all season from him. So, he ran hard. Cookie made a lot of plays, drew, I think, 4 or 5 pass interference penalties, and along with his receptions. So, wish I'd have hit him on that post there, second to last drive. I got to figure out what I got to do better.
Tom, with Julian out and then Malcolm Mitchell going on IR today, I mean, in the fourth quarter, you look at the three wide and it's Brandon Cooks and Philip Dorsett are two of the receivers. They're in their first game as Patriots. Were you and Josh at all limited in what you could do to counter the Chiefs because of the inexperience of some of the guys in the field?
I think Philip knew what to do, and, we just have to execute better. I mean, different guys are called on at different times, and he went in there, and I wasn't worried about him, and we just all got to do a better job, everyone. Last one.
Tom, you mentioned attitude and competitiveness. Your teams over the years obviously have always been known for being strong in those areas. So in that context, was it shocking tonight that was an issue to you?
Well, we didn't have it the way we needed it tonight, so I'll just it's got to be at a much higher level next week and the rest of the year. So that's going to be a big point of emphasis for all of us. So thank you, guys. Have a good night.